With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Into the 3 o'clock hour we go. Live on Radio Row, the Triple Threat, Sports Radio 610. Nice to be with all of you. Our last day here, day 5.
We're pumped.
Been quite a week.
Not that we're pumped to get the hell out of the ATL. We're just pumped that it's Friday and the Super Bowl's in 48 hours.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm pumped to be going home, too. Sleep in my own bed.
Well, there is that, sure.
You know why I'm pumped? Sharing a room with Josh Beard gets a little old after
that. Oh!
Hey, I feel like I'm a pretty good roommate.
Let me just say, you way outlived you. You were presented to me as a potential roommate on this trip as someone who has smelly feet and snores.
Yeah.
Your feet didn't smell at all.
Good.
And I would say your snoring is, while it needs to be fixed, Dr. Ben Salento, Texas Sinus and Snoring, it didn't keep me up. I slept right through it. So,
yeah. So you guys are a good match.
We're a good match.
You'll room again if we do this again.
We had similar social styles, I would say, too, in terms of schedule. You know,
right.
We were both happy to stay out till 12:30 last night.
Right.
There are nights we're happy to go back at 9:30.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Sean, I think I got in at 12:30 last night. You guys were still hitting it.
What time did we get in, dude?
I texted my wife when we got in. It was about 2:40.
Yeah, it was you two and DA.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and Landry, too. Yeah, we got back in the room about 2:40, but it's okay. It was a good night.
It was about 12:30. I was defeated about 12:30. I had one too many Sweetwater G13s.
Holy smokes. 2:40?
2:40, yeah.
Wow. Man, we got after it. That's good.
You did, and it was already on when I left. We were having a lot of laughs, and it was fun, and It was on. It was vivacious.
That's a good way to put it. Some of what happens in Atlanta will stay in Atlanta.
Right. Yeah. And since you know, I'm guessing since you...
And by the way, just to be clear, if anybody's listening that's in our circle of family and loved ones, when I say what happens in Atlanta stays in Atlanta, I'm not talking about one of the dozens of strip clubs that are here. We
right.
didn't go to any of those.
I hear Cheetahs is still operating.
Rich, I read an article on The Athletic today about the strip club business this week in Atlanta.
Yeah?
That was fascinating. I got to send you the link.
All right, please do.
Love this article.
Please do. Well, go
it's
ahead.
Got a lot of little stories in there and anecdotes I think you would find very interesting.
Well, you know me well enough to know that my life is largely an unrelenting pursuit to find the perfect IPA.
It's
a big theme in my life.
I think someone's got to do it, Rich, and I think you're the guy to
it's
do it.
It's a big theme in my life. I'm a big fan of the Yellow Rose out of Lone Pint and Magnolia. I think it's the best IPA I've ever had.
Yep.
Last night I had a brew, and I mentioned it in passing here. The Peter King column is what made me aware of Sweetwater Brewery, which
Peter
is the pride
King's
of Atlanta.
Such a hipster beer guy.
But I've learned that Coffee. Sweetwater Brewery is kind of the pride of Atlanta.
Yeah.
And their IPA is very nice. They've got something called 420 that's very nice. But last night at Meehan's Pub, which is where we were.
That is where we were. Okay, yeah.
You didn't realize that, huh?
I forgot the name of it.
So last night at the pub, I see on the beer menu something called Sweetwater G13 IPA. And I'm like,
And?
It was outstanding.
Really?
It's probably in my top 5 IPAs of all time. Landry took my advice and was also very much impressed.
Okay, so you have a second source, so to speak, on this.
It's been corroborated.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you know, there may come a day very soon where I have my peeps at Specs find me some Sweetwater G13.
Do you have?
They're very good at locating out of town products that they can have shipped to Houston and sell to you.
Is there Specs down in Sugar Land that you go to all the time?
There's a couple of Specs down there, but the one in downtown Houston, I think it's on Smith.
Yeah, right there in Midtown.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Doc, my buddy Doc refers to it as Mecca.
It is Mecca. I mean, they have great food there, too.
Yes, they do. And they're very good about, hey, do you guys have this? No. Can you get this? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they're like Red from Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
Specs is the guy who can get you things.
Yes, exactly.
Spec, whoever you are. You're the guy who can get you things.
Very impressive.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. So we're going to be football heavy, obviously, the rest of the show, because John McClain's going to come on with us shortly after the bottom of the hour.
Yep.
We're going to do All Due Respect in the next segment. So we got a few minutes here to drop in that the All-Star Reserves came out yesterday after you and I got off the air.
Yeah, I don't think too many surprises, although the fact that Rudy Gobert is not on that team is a big miss, I think.
Yeah, I think the big snubs are Gobert, obviously. Although I'll be honest with you, Rich, of all the guys that got snubbed or are in that mix to be in the All-Star game, a shot-blocking center is one that I don't really need to see in the All-Star game.
Right, no, I get that, but he deserves to be there.
He's
one of the top players in the league.
He is one of the most impactful players in the league.
Right, and something I've said for many, many years, I mean, it's the All-Star game. It's an exhibition. Nobody plays defense. Nobody really cares about the outcome. Why can't they expand the rosters? They've expanded the league exponentially.
Yeah.
And it's always been a 12-man roster in the NBA All-Star game. I mean, this is not something I'm going to cling to and argue for vehemently, but they should have 15 guys on each team.
Maybe. I don't know, Rich. I mean, I look at some of the guys who make it. Like, the Eastern Conference has been garbage the last couple. Well, I'm not saying the All-Stars are garbage, but the conference, by and large, has been garbage. You look at some of the back-end guys who make the Eastern All-Star team the last few years, it's like, eh. All right.
Right. No, I understand that. But historically, there's always a few that you're like, that guy should have been there.
Yeah, but that's, you know, play better. Yeah, maybe he'll make it next year.
I didn't say 20. I just said 15.
Okay. Well, you are not getting your wish, I don't think. Although they did add. They did add.
They did make an
addition.
Dwayne
Wade and Dirk Nowitzki.
And I do like this. It's more ceremonial than anything else. These guys are both on their way out of the league, presumably with Nowitzki, definitely with Dwayne Wade.
Well, you know what I've wanted them to do with this draft. LeBron James is going to draft.
And they're going to do it.
And well, no, I'm not talking about televising it. I'll get to what I'm talking about. But LeBron is captain of one team. Giannis Antetokounmpo is captain of the other team. They are, of course, they're both the starters. They're one of the five starters that are labeled East and West.
And they're the leading vote getters.
That's why they're the captains. Yep, exactly. They will draft teams on television in the coming days, and that should be really fun to watch. And all the storylines we can pull from that are going to be really fun to talk about. But I found this fact interesting, and this goes to my wish is with this draft. LeBron, Steph, Harden, KD, and Paul George. Those are the five starters in the West. They were all drafted 2010 or earlier.
They're the old school
All-Stars.
They're the
old school.
You want old school versus new school.
The five starters for the East.
Right.
Giannis, Joel Embiid, Kyrie Irving, Kemba Walker, Kawhi Leonard. They were all drafted 2011 and later. So the starters are already set up the way I want it. Old school versus new school.
Right.
To do what I want to do, I need LeBron to draft Russ, 2008 draftee.
Yeah.
LaMarcus Aldridge, drafted in 2006.
Yep.
We need Wade and Nowitzki on that team, obviously.
True.
Both old school guys. We need Kyle Lowry on that team, and we need Blake Griffin on that team.
I think that'd be fantastic.
Those are all guys drafted 2010. In the case of all these guys, 2009 or earlier. And then the other team's going to be guys like Giannis and Embiid and Kyrie and Kemba, Kawhi, Ben Simmons, Bradley Beal, Jokic, Damian Lillard, Anthony Davis.
The millennials.
Kind of, right? You know, like, these are all guys who are like 25, 26 and younger. That other team is all guys who are like 28 and older.
Right.
That, which, you know, in basketball, 28, you're starting to creep near the back end of your prime.
Yeah, the young millennials, I'll say.
Yeah. Don't you think that'd be fun? I think that would maximize the juice in this All-Star game. You would get guys trying all 48 minutes.
I can't agree more. I would love if LeBron made a call to Giannis and said, hey, let's do this.
Let's do this.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if they do it, you heard it here first.
All right.
It was my idea. So there you go. Rockets are in Denver tonight.
Yes.
Big one against Denver. I don't know.
Up against the team whose number they seem to have for whatever reason.
They can't beat the Pelicans minus five of their top six scorers, but they can beat the Golden State Warriors there in Houston. They can beat the Nuggets there in Houston.
Yep.
So they're just heading to Denver. They'll probably win by 15 tonight. And then when they, you know, play Sacramento or something in the next two weeks, they'll lose by 20.
Slight red flag when we heard that Chris Paul now has a sore back.
Yeah.
That apparently is a result, or at least in part a result of the rehabbing he's done with the hamstring and the workload he's taken on since coming back for a couple of games. Keep an eye on Chris Paul tonight. He's going to play, I think. I doubt you'll see him in Salt Lake City tomorrow night. Back-to-backs probably are not on the menu yet.
Not against Utah,
right?
Who they're a team that likes to D you up. I would say back-to-back in elevation against a team that gets after it defensively, it will be a hardened 60-point night against Utah.
Never thought I'd say this, but thank goodness they've got Austin Rivers backing up Chris Paul.
Can you believe that? And this should be interesting, too. And we're probably not going to mix in a ton of basketball the rest of the way. Maybe talk about this more on Monday. But the trade came down during our show yesterday.
Yes.
Of Kristaps Porzingis to Dallas. This opens up all kinds of buyout possibilities.
Yeah, it does.
For DeAndre Jordan and Wes Matthews. Can you imagine having Clint Capella and DeAndre Jordan as your center tandem? You know, they split the minutes 24 apiece or whatever it is you want to do.
Yeah, no doubt.
It'd be incredible. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.